Hello and welcome to another episode of the Grafted Marriage Podcast. I am your host, Chris.
You caught me off guard. No, it's good. Just keep going. You just caught me off guard.
All right.
I didn't know we were starting like right that second and you started.
You looked up and you looked really afraid.
I know. So I was like, whoa, what's
going on? Going to kind of stop and start again. All right. Well, with me as always is the...
Surprise.
I was going to go with gracious.
Surprised.
I was going to go with gracious.
Okay. Courtney. I'm still Courtney, though, by the way.
Right. And you've been very gracious lately, at least with me. And so I'm going to say the gracious, Courtney.
Gotcha.
How are you?
How are you?
I'm great. Fabulous.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. What do we got to talk about tonight?
So I don't know how to put it into a title so much, but we were talking about how we're talking about serving God and basically how do we, because he talks about in the Bible, you know, that even your good deeds are like filthy rags for not doing them in the service of the Lord, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so like, are we serving God with our whole heart, right? How do we do that if we're not doing it already? And then would we do it even if no one was looking, if it was just unto him, right? Like if it was just to serve one person or, you know, to help one thing, you know, are we concerned about living life for social cred or are we concerned about living life for Christ? And so there you go.
Okay.
All done. Good job.
All right.
Wrap it up. Start. What are your thoughts? Okay, so I'll start.
It's always best if you start. That's my opinion. I think it's always best if you start and then we go from there.
Yes. I think that it can be challenging to consistently do my work as unto the Lord and not think of how I feel about it.
Right.
Right.
For sure.
I have to often displace, I guess, my own feelings or myself, you know, in the middle of trying to serve, because it can start out really well, especially like in the morning or something. You get up and you're like, hey, I'm going to serve and everything's going good. And then something might be frustrating or inconvenient or something comes up. And then I start to think about how I feel about it.
Right.
Instead of keep going through it. And we were talking about that today, or I guess yesterday, about how even just like emotions can hit you.
Yeah.
Like you can get smacked like a wave, you know, and then it recedes and it goes away, but we're still like traumatized by it. And so we're still living that out for however long.
Like we're still wet from the wave, but the wave's gone.
It's gone.
Threat's gone. Threat's or whatever.
Gone.
The
right.
But we're still wet.
Right.
We're still like,
we're
have
still
that
drying
residual
off. Yeah.
On us. And that, and thus we still think we might be drowning.
Yeah.
You know, even though we're just, the wave's gone and it's just the water's still on us. It needs to dry.
Yes. Yep.
Yeah.
And I think that, I think about that, like what Jesus already died for. He already died for all the sin, all the over emotionalism, all the negative parts. Right. And so we don't actually have to live any of those out. We actually don't. Like if I have an emotion, I don't have to live it.
Right.
If I have a wrong thought, I don't have to think about it.
Right.
Like I have so much freedom in Christ to do what he has called me to do as unto him, because he wouldn't call me to something that I couldn't do. Right. He knows I'm a weak child, right? Unto him.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's not going to say to me, do it as unto me, if he's not going to give me the strength and the power through the Holy Spirit to do that.
Right.
So do we always do it right? No. I guess the answer to that is obviously we're not perfect. Can we keep getting better at that? Serving
that's
you
the idea.
And in our marriage.
The idea is that every day you get a little better.
You
get a little closer to God. You get a little bit better about your ability to not be selfish or to have self-control.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's what you hope to achieve each day.
Yeah. And not like, not meaning like forcing it, or I don't like these fake it till you make it, all these kind of things. They're not my favorite way of speaking it, because I think there needs to be that genuineness to our faith, but I think we do have to step out of ourselves. Like if I'm serving you and doing something for you.
Sometimes
and,
obedience.
Oh yeah. Comes go, before.
You're
sure.
Like, you're like, you go, okay, I'm going to do this thing. It's the right thing to do. It's the obedient thing to do. I'm going to do it. I don't really necessarily want to do it. And then you do it and you're doing it and you're like, oh, okay, this is actually a good thing.
Or you may even want to do it. You just aren't doing it to God right then. You're doing it for the person or for yourself. And then disappointment gets worse. So in our marriage, I think when we're serving each other, and if I do something for you, let's say I do something for you and you don't notice it.
Yeah.
Right. And I'm like,
By the way, just stop. That happens all the time. I'm not saying between us.
Wow,
I'm saying
sorry.
I'm saying that this is, it's very easy in marriage or in life to like, so like in our relationship where I think I'm doing, cause this happens, right? Where I think I'm doing something for you that you're going to be like, it's like, and like, you can just not notice
mm-hmm,
it.
Mm-hmm.
And so, and you could do things for me and I not notice it. Right. Because I have certain ways that I receive love, I guess.
Right.
The love languages thing.
Well, that's
right?
Part of it maybe too.
Right. And so,
but if I'm doing it for God, like if I'm serving you doing right. something and you don't notice it,
right.
If I did it for the Lord,
then it wouldn't
matter.
I'm
not worried about
it. Right. It
the disappointment, right?
It.
Yeah. Cause it's like, oh, I'm not disappointed because I wasn't doing it for him to tell me I'm good
right.
or for him to affirm me.
Right.
I'm waiting to hear well done from my Father in heaven.
Right.
And so if I just keep serving that way.
Well, you certainly get hurt a lot less.
Yeah. And I need that because I used to get, I know I'm still fragile, but I used to be very, very distraught over minor things by people because I had this expectation that they would notice and they would see this and all these kinds of things, you know, and affirm or whatever.
Yeah.
And I think we talked about that a lot in our four, you know, thing mm-hmm. about wanting that approval. But over time, as I look at those who have gone before me, who live their life to the end for Christ, they weren't really concerned with the hurt. You know what I mean? Like they kept going.
Right.
And so in our marriage, if we're less concerned about how we're being treated and more how we're treating the other person as unto God, because you've right. been given to me, like I had this one person tell me one time, it's like, you've been given the gift of a spouse who loves you imperfectly. Right. But who loves you and who is there and is faithful and those kinds of things. So we are thankful to God for that. And then we love and serve out of that as unto him. Right. And so I have to get over those things. And I'm obviously, if it's an ongoing hurt and your spouse is just being angry and mean
right,
to you,
that's
there's
not
those kinds
about.
Of things.
Yeah.
But like, throw
no,
that
but there
aside
are lots of little,
second.
Like, let's like paper cut hurts.
Yeah.
It's like, no, just because we're humans living together and this, like, we're in this like sinful place and we just like, we just can't help it. It's
right.
like, we just can't help. We're so selfish. That like we just can't help but hurt each other even when we don't even mean to hurt each
yeah,
other,
totally.
Right? Just because of the like nature of things. And so it's those little things that we need to like get past and get over and be serving and doing those things unto God so that
yeah.
we don't feel those as much. The bigger things, like that's different. You got to deal with some things.
And communicate about it. I mean, even like no matter how big the thing is, if you're communicating about it and then like, hey, that hurt my feelings. Let's pray about this together. You know, so it doesn't keep happening. That's how we keep doing yeah. it. I mean, because God talks about confessions unto one another, you know, and all these, there's all these things in the Bible about the communication and everything else. It's not like, I'm not saying here, sweep everything under the rug and pretend like you're not hurt. Like take it to the Lord, take it to the person, but we don't have to do it out of anger and, you know, malcontent, put it all over social media, how we were hurt. And like, we don't have to blow this thing out of proportion because then we're not serving God. We're serving ourselves
mm-hmm.
and our own self-interests. Right. And it can be hard.
Yeah. And that's the thing. It's like, even just in the, I'm like so selfish. I think that's like, I think we talked about all sin is selfishness,
yeah.
but like, I'm like, I don't know, like I like things the way I like them or whatever. I'm just very, just driven by selfishness. And so I have to constantly work to counteract that. And then you got to like, make sure that when you're doing things, you're doing them for the right purposes, right? Like you're not doing something because it's something that's good for you or that's going to benefit you in some way, because there's a lot of things that we can do for each other.
Manipulative.
That,
yeah,
that are like
for
that,
sure.
Right. And so it's like, you got to like really check that and make sure.
And it's hard. Sometimes you don't notice till after the Holy Spirit's like, pretty sure that wasn't like the right thing to do. And you're like, oh, and you for a second thought like, no, I'm doing it, you mm-hmm. know? And I've had that where even serving in church before, it's like, I do all of these things and I'm like, you know, push to the end or whatever. And it's like, are you doing it for the Lord?
Right.
Are you?
Right.
Like, what's really your purpose behind what you're doing?
Right. And if somebody didn't notice that or this and you got upset about it, like, then are you really doing it for
right.
the right reasons? Right.
Yep.
Yep.
No, for sure. I can remember this time, actually, this is a funny story. This isn't exactly in the marriage, but it's still funny. So I was doing VBS and I did the sets design. Because why not take on the whole set? And then, so we did it and we put everything out. We made it look like water and all this kind of stuff. Well, the people came to sing that morning and they removed all the stuff we had put on the stage in the front. And they moved it around. And I went to the back and I like cried
yeah.
to myself because I was like, I put all this work in. And I'm like, looking back at that, I'm like, seriously? They couldn't walk on the stage because I had done so many things that there was no movement for all of the adults and the kids to play. And it was so messed up. And it was like, I'm doing this for God. And like, really?
Yeah.
No, that was not done with the right heart.
Yeah.
And so if it had been done with the right heart, they would have moved and be like, yeah, totally.
Yeah. Do what
been
you need
helping
to do.
Them move it.
Yeah.
Right. Like, I wouldn't have been hurt by like my art being moved. Like it was so in the church, like that's so seriously bad.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And so I share that because come on. Right. And so how many times in our marriage do we do that?
Yeah.
But I did this. I cooked you this meal that you loved 20 years ago. And you're like, I'm sorry. I didn't really want that, you know? And like, then you're like crushed over food, over what? Like trivial things.
Yeah.
So yeah, as we set our face like flint, if we really think about, I'm going to serve you, Lord Jesus, with everything inside of me. I want to think your thoughts. I want to live your life. I want to be you here on earth in your unique way. You're going to, bring yourself through me or show yourself through me. Then I think it wouldn't matter if you didn't like something. Oh yeah, I'm sorry. I thought that you still like that. I'm glad we're communicating because now I know you don't want that anymore.
Yep. And communication is important.
Yeah. And those things they don't come naturally to the human man. Mm-hmm. This is a soul change, you know, like, and we all need it. And so I think, working as unto the Lord, what does that really mean to you? And how are you going to do it?
Yeah. Right. In your marriage, in your professional, you know, whatever you do for work, you know, and how you handle your kids, how you handle your friends, everything.
Oh, the kids, man. Can we just go into that for a second?
Sure.
How easy is it for us to manipulate that?
Yeah.
You know, or you see it in a movie or something. I remember Big Fat Greek Wedding. Why you want to leave
Why
me?
Why you want to leave me?
You know, it's like this weird, we can look at them as like our trophy or... You're going to do that for me.
Well, they're like, they're kind of like, it's like a pet, you know?
Yeah, it's so screwed up. I mean, that's a human being. You didn't do anything to, Chris and I were talking about this the other day. It's like, I did nothing to have that baby. I didn't form him in my womb.
No.
I couldn't even see him being formed in my womb.
No.
I didn't do anything at all. I was a vessel for life. Are you kidding me? That's amazing. And so those human lives that have come into our life, they're not mine to dictate what is and what isn't. Like, I'm here to discipline and disciple because that's Deuteronomy. Like, that's my job, to talk about God to them and teach them about who the Lord is. But it's hard, but we have to be able to, like, I had this one mentor one time. She said, let go every day. Just every day, let go a little bit more because they're not yours.
Yep.
And so if we do certain things to, like, make them think that it's for me, I lived too much of my life trying to do things for my parents. I don't want my kids to try to do things for me. I want them to do it for the Lord too.
Yep.
So, yeah, it makes the whole family way less burdened if we're not all like, well, you didn't serve me that way and you didn't serve me that way and you didn't do that for me and I need this and you want that and I need me time and I need... It's like Lowe's now.
Yeah.
You know, it's no longer DIY. It's DIFY. Do it for yourself. I was like, right? Like, give me a freaking break. Who decided that was a good idea? Sorry if you work for Lowe's, but especially in the ad department. But for real, like, why am I doing everything for myself? I'm a bottomless pit of sin, right? Like, why am I going to try to feed that?
Yeah. Do it so you can share it with others.
Yeah. And feed your soul, because that's the only part that's eternal. The other part's about dead.
Yeah.
You know, so that's good news.
There we go. Why don't we pray? Why don't we pray on out of here? All right. Lord God, we thank you so much. Please help our hearts to be right. Please help us to do things for the right reasons, to do them to bring you glory and to bring your righteousness to this place where there is oftentimes not a whole lot of it to be found. I pray you be with the marriages of those that are listening. I pray that you would strengthen marriages everywhere. I pray that you would bless these listeners and their marriages. I pray that you'd be with Courtney and I and our marriage. And I pray that you would be with us all until we can be together again. And we just thank you and praise you for being our God. Thank you for your Bible to teach us how to do these things that we have to do here on earth and to do them in a way that is pleasing and acceptable to you. So just thank you and praise you in Jesus' name. Amen.
And I just want to say one more thing.
Yes.
As we close, even during this whole thing we've been talking, several times in my head I'm like thinking, why am I saying that? Why am I doing it? Like, I need to keep that going.
Yeah.
That question of why, because even this is not perfect. there's moments where I'm going to be like, I just want to say, I just want to do, you know, whatever. Right. And it can all be wrong. So again, Lord, help us to remember the words you want to remember and help us to forget those that aren't of you. Right.
Amen. He Amen to that. Words. All right. Well, we hope you keep staying with us as we keep chasing truth. See ya.
Peace out.